a major machlokas or rishonim, a question of who the rov rishonim hold like, because even that is a question. And we, after going through the two basic major shitas, we mentioned there's a third shita, which is cited here in the Ritva. Then we'll have a Ritva, we'll start with that, since you all have it. It's a good text. There's some more still on my table if you don't have any. Not everybody has. The Ritva in footnote 243, the Oris, Rav Yafin, the Chalon of Rav, says as follows. V'divei Rav HaRitva v'chein mi'haramban v'chidush of Khan v'shari shonim v'vuhar. So the Mai, the Istel, the Shomer Mutter, we call it Meshumer, but same thing, Shomer Mutter. The Eev Shalafarish Sugyan, the Shalazoka Meshemisa Shomer Bishamet. It's a good text. There's some more still on my table if you don't have any. Not everybody has. The Ritva in footnote 243, the Oris, Rav Yafin, the Chalon of Rav, says as follows. The Divi Rav HaRitva V'chein Meharamban V'chidush of Khan V'shari Shonim B'vuhar. So the Mai, the Istel, the Shomer Mutter, we call it Meshumer, but same thing, Shomer Mutter. The Eev Shalafarish Sugyan, the Shalazoka Meshemisa Shomer B'shviyas. And they say it means a town. Mir Ramban Al HaTorah Shomer Demasik V'shomer Mutter. Mikomakom Pirish Sugyan Kirabotos Sharashi, Meshum. Dimhoyu Maminu Lohoya Osso Dikachimeno Be'ir Sheruva Yisrael. Why? Shemo Yisrael Li Yisrael. Umishamir lo sodehu. Zami. O choshashin shema mi yisrael lakadu mocha. O shapere shal yisrael mocha yodo. O shema in kinyan lagoy. Lafkir midme shvitz. Begaz ro lafki yisrael. What's he talking about? That's what the Ramban holds. There's no such thing as meshuva. What's the rate there? This, that, may. I thought there's no such thing in the first place. Whoa. Here comes the line. Umikomagon lo asru chachamim peiris hasada am meshuma lechol adam elash lo yikru al sam min. Next word? Huh? How do you read the next word? Ah, I don't hear you. I'm a shumer, of course. That's what it says over here. So what it says so far, what it says is that meshuma is not an iser on forever. The pre. It's also Mishum Mishumah. No. So then what's the Gemara? What's he talking about? To tell people about all the Arichus Dvarim. It's a special Gzeira Shlo Yikru Al Samin HaMishumah. So what does that mean? What's the difference between Rabbeinu Tam, who was Mishumah, and the Ramban, who's Matem Mishumah, but he threw us through an Gzeira? It means the difference with the Raisa of the Rabbanon. Okay, could be. Rabbeinu Tam also is the Raisa, based on his drushes there with the Torah's Kainim, etc. And the Rabbanu says the Rabbanu, but the same thing. Could be. Or more likely, that the Ramban limits the Yisr. As a matter of fact, Rav Boruch pointed out to me, if you look carefully in the Chevelle edition of the Ramban, he takes out a letter. Which letter did he take out? The Vav. Not leak, that doesn't, not usher to purchase it from the Meshumer, Ha Meshumer, but rather, it's us shaloyikros amin hamishamer. Oh, the mishamer means the person who is actually in violation of the issue of tishpetanu and tashta. He's supposed to let it be hefker. Instead, he's standing there on guard, watching his field. Rabbeinu shalom. You guys are no good, Nick. The Chazal come along and say that you are no good, Nick. You are violating issue of daraisa, the din daraisa of hashmiyas tishpetanu and tashta. Don't buy from that guy. The question becomes, so no one wants to buy from the guy. Chazal asked it. But you know how it is. He finds some guy, he doesn't realize that it's Meshumer, or some guy's not so makbid, he has a heter mechira, he has a heter this, or whatever. But he found somebody who bought it. And now I'm twice removed. I'm a plain yid living somewhere in Brooklyn, or maybe living in Yerushalayim somewhere. And I see this guy comes in there with Paris. Who is this guy? He said, do you own a field? Are you a farmer? No, I'm a plain storekeeper. Oh, so now, if you ever see a farm, I never saw a farm. I never left Yerushalayim. I'm a Yerushalayim. I never left Yerushalayim my whole life. I just have a store here. So you never saw a farm. Never saw a farm. So now, is this din that also digach min hamishumer or min hamishamer apply to the storekeeper or not? That's the shayla. Again, repeat. If you learn. Like Rashi, there's no such issue of Meshumah. If you're not going to have any time, that it's a nisa d'oraisa mishum. And no matter how you slice it, yesterday's chakira has to be eating it with derech hefker, or a violation took place. But I have both over here. It was mishumah on the farm by the farmer. Now it's still the derech mishumah by the storekeeper. It's going to be also no matter what. The middle sheet of the Ramban, I want to know, is it also now, because right now Reuven was the farmer, he watched it, then he sold it to Shimon, who was the distributor, and he sold it to Levi, who was the wholesaler, sold it to Yehuda, who was the retailer, who wants to sell it to me, the innocent consumer. No. Maybe there's still an Easter of Lokeach min HaMishamer, because all four of them are Mishamrim. Well, we should say no. The Mishamer is only the individual who was over the Easter of the Shvi'at, the Shmitan, and the Tashta. We pointed out yesterday, the Pashta is only on the Balasodeh. So the next guy in, he shouldn't have bought in the first place from the original farmer, but now me, the Ramban's Chumah may not apply to me. That's the Shaila. So Rabbi Yisrael has another sefer. What's it called? Toras Ha Shvi'is by Rabbi Eliezer Kahanov. I think I mentioned his name once before. He had apparently had a deal back and forth with the Satmar Rebbe Zichron Levroch. We think that he's the one who, with the Igeris and the Vuchim, with all the various, the Shalosh Chuvis, with all the various from, have to do with him, we think. Apparently he owes a Chumah the Shaila. That's what I was looking to see in Simon Tezayin, I believe, in the Sefer Torah of Shvi'is, that once it becomes the Ramban's Zerub, Shalikach Min HaMashamah, seems to apply, go on and on and on. I'm not sure if he'd say if he put it, if he threw it Hefka in the field. I'm not sure if he went that far, because he wasn't discussing that case. But certainly from the applies to the consumer, even though it went through various Gilgulim. But I'm not sure that should be true. Of course, if he had the Girsa Min HaMashumah, but the Girsa Min HaMashamah may make a difference, that Vav. I don't know. It could make a difference. Could be. Okay. Could be. It depends upon the shower duty, which we discussed before, but about someone who's watching somebody else's field. I'm not sure the nature of the gzeira. Yeah. Now, as far as the makkah for this Issa Meshum in the first place, I mentioned the Toras Kohanim at the boat sermon. It was mentioned the big machlokas to Rishon Ha'alam Pshat is a mina mishumer is also no matter what finish, there's no way to have any eat it ever. Well, no, it's all discussions. There are restrictions on how you cut it off the ground. That's the whole pilpul. You cut it the normal way, you cut it an abnormal way, but to make it across the board prohibition against eating it, make a taste. There's no such source, no such din. That's the machlokas to Rishon him. Over here with riots back and forth, the riot from Sukkah, the Ritvah brings a riot of Kula, and the other riots back and forth. Of course, the Mepharshim has a kasha from Svichin. We made reference to that question yesterday. Svichin. They don't ask how the Beis and Shul of the Beis HaMikdash is going to appoint Shomer Svichin for the Omer, etc. That they don't ask. We pointed out yesterday why they don't ask it. But they do ask, because that's Mashke Yisrael. If it's an Isra Meshumah, so then it should be non-kosher. It doesn't even know you. So how can the Beis HaMikdash buy it for Karbonus without a Hashkocha? It's not Mimashke Yisrael. So they give a number of answers to Rishonim, and give the Rash here and the Tosis in Yevamis. And they say, well, it was only Meshumah from Goyim. That you're allowed to do. Get to it later. You're allowed to lock the field when Goyim are coming. Not out of lack of when you didn't want to take it. You only have to bring it to that zehut. But if it's someone who's not Jewish, then presumably you're permitted to lock the door. That's what we're talking about over there in the sugya. That's a toast is one teretz. Or a second teretz. Told us that smach to be al. Wow. This is Meshumah, that's the Rabbana. We thought it was also shita. Is it the rice or nothing? No. It's an in between shita. A smach to be al. No. So what? It's still treif? Well, it's treif with the Rabbanon. So the Beis HaMikdash, you know, for the Karbonah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has now with his chumras on him, and his Karbonah, so Mashke Yisrael is enough, that should be good with the Bidoraisa. It's another Teretz, it tells us. Fine. This is for his Mishumah is concerned. What about Nevad? Where does that come from? If there exists any, we discussed yesterday, maybe there's no such Yisr. But if there exists, where does it come from? So the Rash says that it's based on the Torah's Kohanim, Min hashavus baaretz ata ochel, the shav saaretz, and if it's the pasuk says shnat shabosan tiel aaretz, that if this fruit came from a shnat shabosan aaretz, came from something which was shavus ata ochel, But not min hashomer. Shomer just means, doesn't mean shmishomer, really means never. Never. Sounds like it's a din d'oraisa. A din d'oraisa. The mefarshim is against the Rash. How can it be a din d'oraisa? It's against an ofen mishnah. The mishnah says in Perek Bey, we saw the mishnah yesterday, sodash in a taiva. That means there was a harisha which took place. There was plowing which took place. We say that this, the Kohen de Beis Hillel, the Peres HaMutarim. So how can anybody say it's an Issa d'oraisa? It's against enough in the Mishnah the fee Beis Hillel. Yeah, we gave the Ravid, remember mentioning this in the Ravid, says that it's only mutar for other people, but it's also for the Baal HaSod himself. That makes sense on what kind of level? Come on a level of what? No, wake up. Level of what? The Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, we understand that very well. If it's d'oraisa, what the Torah says, it's only also for that person, that doesn't sit well with us. So the Satna Rebbe, Zechat Tzadik Levrocha, and others have the Torah, it goes as follows. If you look carefully in the Torah, it says in Mesechta Moed Kotten, that you give him a medal. It says over there that the Taiva is only a Harishi Yaseira, which is not d'oraisa. It's not d'oraisa. So if it's not d'oraisa, therefore, it's mutter. Again, midoraisa at least, maybe the rabbanon also. But if you would violate an isa d'oraisa, we're suggesting now that nevad is asur min haTorah. You already asked a little bit about the Yerushalmi and Shkolim as a possibility. The Mufarshim asks the same for Mishnas Yosef asks Akasha, the steer and the rash. Because the rash is over here in Perek Ches Mishnah Vav, and that's the famous machlokes. That if you have Meshumer, and if you did a Betzira Shaloka Dark, it's Mutter. That's the Rashi's Pshat, not the whole, that famous member over there. The Meshumer is Mutter, only you shouldn't cut it off the ground in a normal fashion to demonstrate your bilus over it in the actual action of Betzira. It's an Israel of the Pu'ulo. But not that the Chepta becomes also Bachila Liachar Amais. That's the Rashi of Imperic Fest. That the Rashi in the Torah is calling him seems to go with the assumption that what? That Meshumah should be an Issa d'Oraisa. It's like a stira galuya in the Rash. And that, but the Rash says in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, even Nizra, which is Mochomer, before that yesterday, that Nizra is Mochomer. Some have an Issa based on the puzzle called Sizra, which the Tosis is in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes, which seems to indicate that it's not only also to do the Maisa Zriya. For some reason, we don't quite understand from the Drosh, it's also even after the fact. Could be Zriya is worse, Nizra is worse than Nevad. So Chastir and the Rash, how can the Rash be Mekel here, even by Nizra, even by Machmedei, even by Meshumer? No. So the Mishnah says it lies by Akasha. So I thought the answer was, I can't remember where I saw this, that the Rash in Torah's Kohen was not really the Rash. It's a lot of Akasha, a lot of Stiris. Anybody have any inside information on that? Daniel, no, you came just in the nick of time. Who wrote the Rash in the Torah's Kohen? The Rash Mishans. Is it the Rash Mishans or is it not? Don't know. Okay, you have to find out who wrote that really, because I think it's a Shaila. Who really wrote it? Is the Rash really the Rash? Is the Ravid really the Ravid? Not sure. Okay, if it is, then it's a steer. I don't know. I'm not sure what the answer is. All right, but pending your research, we'll hold off. Okay. Fine. The question which you raised yesterday, I'm waiting for your response. I asked you, gave you 24 hours to think about it. Remember the lesson we had the Ritva about Perish al Azika. Is the Kedusha Shvius Mishalakum, a discussion which we spoke about a long time ago. So we wanted to know, is there a raya one way or another from the Ritva, from the Gemara itself? The Ma'bit, as a matter of fact, brings a raya from this Gemara, one of his main rayas, that there exists Kedusha Perish Shvius Mishalakum. Because Azika Shalakum, how do you know it's Shalakum? Doesn't say Beferish. Moshe Shal Goyesh Yamocha Perish Beshuk, Vemesh Shal Olahim, Shal Nether Ravayim, Shal Azikahim. Who said it's coming from a Goyish field? As a matter of fact, the Ritva we saw is Fakert, from a Yiddish field. Well. Let's please turn to the Tosefta and Demai that I asked you to look at. Not that we're learning Tosefta and Demai this summer, but Tosefta and Demai seems to give a clue as to what's happening over here. Tosefta and Demai, Perek, Hey, Alocha, Hey. Regular editions over here, it's page Ches in the standard Vilna Shas, those who have it. Yoch v'yishay atzoveach v'omer bo kum lachem peris azakein, it's azika, or Paris Arlain, Paris Revayin, Ein Neman, Kimishabeach Mikro. He's just trying to tell his goyish clientele, you know, this is brand coming from a brand new tree. It was watched. Apparently, watched fruit are better than unwatched fruit. You never know what came into it. And whatever reason he has to try to attract his general clientele. Avalam amalam meish ploni kusi lekachtim, meish ploni nachvi lekachtim, mishali havesim neman lahachmir. Divir Rebbe. Hashbagomei neman lash divir anachvi lo malin velo moridin. Hashav PMD bershav. You don't believe him? Well, yeah, just forget about it. You don't believe anything he says. Shai. What do you see from the Sefer, L'chora? You see from the Sefer, it's talking about that which belongs to a guy. And the Rush quotes in the Sechta Kiddushin to demonstrate and to prove that Erla applies to Shal Nachru. Shouldn't think that in Shal Nachru there's no Erla. Some say there's no Chodosh in the Shal Nachru, you know. So maybe one might say there's no Erla in Shal Nachru. Who knows? You never know what's going to next thing they'll say. So the Rosh comes to teach him a Sefer Kiddushin. That's not true. And he quotes his Tosefta. So this is one of the places where Rabbi Yosef Karo is sort of stuck. And he has to give a teretz over here. He says, what? That it's Peirush Shel Yisrael B'Shus HaNochri. And the Madrid says, who said so? And there's no basis for it. And then he wrote the whole discussion. Now, so I'm wondering. So here's a Ritva. The Ritva says, no. We wanted to bring a raya, Adarab, for the Ritva's a raya to the Beis Yosef. After all, we see for Pashas over here, two things, right? We said there's no Kedusha Shviz, and there's no Dinah Meshumer. Because there's no Kedusha Shviz. Kosha Omer Agoy, Shayim Yisrael, Shayim Yisrael, Sha'oz Kin Yisrael. The Mishnas Yosef says, well, don't get carried away. Which I was waiting for you to come up with. But 24 hours passed, no one came up with it so far. Look at the Mishnah, he has a whole kuntras about this. Some of you may have seen it in the Maram Makamis. We only have one copy. It's a Chuvas Mishnah Yosef. Kela Gimel Simin Beis, correct? I believe it is. A Kuntris Mishuma Veneva. Well, he says, don't bring a Raya because you could argue as follows. The Olam, there is Kedusha Shvius. Afal Pikein. There's no Easter of Mishuma. You know why? He says, well, what is the guy saying? The question is, was there a violation of had it belonged to a goy? The owner could have been Kedushas Yisrael. But if the Yisrael is watching the Paris in the goy's field, there's no violation of the Ashmir, the Shmetana, and the Tashin. As you pointed out yesterday, at least according to one side, the Easter Meshumer, assuming it exists, stems from the violation of a Shvir Tish Meten and Natashta. So yesterday we work with an assumption that the only way to explain why there should be no Yisra Mishum or if the Yisrael is watching the Goy's field is to assume that there's no Kedusha Shvirs in those pairs. Comes the Mishnah Yosef and says, not that way. The only there is Kedusha Shvirs. Afal Pikein is the Yisra Mishum. You know why? Because there's no violation of Tish Meten and Natashta. Because the field belongs to a Goy, not Dafka Goy. Somebody else who's not the owner of the original field. So he managed to get out of the raya from this Ritva, which I was wondering about for so long. It's not a raya to the Beis Yosef. It's not a raya either way, this whole sugya. It can be a raya fakert from the Babitz raya, Bechlal, from this Tosefton Zemai, you can knock off, says the Mishnah Yosef himself in that same piece. Because there are those who say that the whole Sefer of the Braisa, of the Tosefta, is limited to a case of Orla. Not talking about the case of Shviyas Bechlal on the safe. So the kitzur, bottom line from all this, there's no raya this way and there's no raya that way. Not from the Tosefta, not from the Ritva. The standoff, the original standoff we had about whether this Kedusha Shviyas and Perish Shalnachim, we thought that we could resolve it from this. You really can't. That's standoff. Okay. Now, we already saw in the footnotes that they, according to the Ritva, they're more machmer when it comes to Nevad than it comes to Meshumer. What's the Hezbar Dover? So the answer is Pashut. Nevad, you did an Aveira. You did an Aveira. Which caused the fruits to grow better? What did I do the Avoda for? My health. Because it caused the fruit to grow better. That's what I made a Knas. Post Meshumer doesn't make the fruits grow any better. I'm just watching it. And of course, we saw yesterday, the Rambam held exactly the reverse. Meshumer did an Aveira Beguf HaPeres. Never doing an Aveira in the Karka. So it's Ponem L'Chalak L'Kan L'Kan. But Never is Mohammed than Meshumer, Meshumer is Mohammed than Never. If you look down there, we show him, there were those who were Makel on both, those who were Machmer on both, and they're flipped, some who were Makel and Meshumer and Machmer and Never, and some Fakert. But it's as far as L'Chalak in both directions. How do we pass on Halacha L'Maisa? That's a major issue. Ramosh is the role we show him hold, that Meshumer and Never is Mutter. And the Mishnah also says, when Mechilas quote to Ross of the Godel Hador, he counted up and says, man, I don't see such a majority. Maybe the majority even go to Chumrah. We didn't say it's close. It's close. It's hard to know. The Chazon Ish is steers galore. Mamish steers all over the place. What is he holding this issue? It's one of the most important, pivotal, critical issues in the Hilchos Shemitah, and there's steers all over. In two places, it's also two places, it's Mutter. How do you resolve these steers? So, there's a whole literature. How do you resolve steers and Chazon Ish? I mean, not as if someone who lived 3,000 years ago. But still, the whole literature. How do you get out of it? What did he really mean? What really was his shita? So some say change his mind. Rambam changed his mind. The Chazon Ish also changed his mind. And the earlier, they point out the earlier Ksavim he wrote the Chumra, and the later Ksavim, and in the Halacha L'Maaseh for the Kibbutzim, and the Moshavos who listened to him from the Pirch, from Pole Aguda, he told him at the end that Meshumer is actually Mutter, and when he put, they have the letters, when he gave out the instructions and the last two Shemitahs of his life, he said that it can be Makel on these Shilas. That's one theory. He backed out. Another theory is to say that he never really meant to ask in the first place. He only asked it because they only had Perishal Goyim in those years. It wasn't Lamaisa. It's a different way out. And the third one is a stipler. Stipler suggests in one of his letters that the Chazon Ish left the steers in there on purpose. The Dafka wanted this. It was the basis of a miscavenant. It should be steers. Why? Because the Yaris is such a Shverah Shaila. And he didn't know why it should be Makel to be Machmer. It's such a serious question. It's Rishon and Lakan and Lakan. So he figured it'll be a steer, so it'll come to the conclusion that B'shas HaTzchak Yesh L'Hakel and L'Chatchil Yesh L'Hakel. A new theory. So this is different opinions as to what yeah. Now, if there's no Kiddusha Shviyas Rabosai, there is no Isra Meshumer. That is a given. The Meshumer is a function of Peiros Sheyesh Lam Kiddusha Shviyas. As far as Nevad, not so simple. Not so simple. Some say that the Isra Nevad, which is a kind of a Knas, maybe it's us even without Kiddusha Shviyas. Maybe. It's the Rabbana. So the Mishnah Yosef points out a very strange thing. He says, if it will be Doraisa, then he thinks Mitzvara should be limited to Peres Shel Shviz. Peres Shel Kedusha Shviz, which are never assumed Doraisa. But if no Kedusha, there's no Issa. But ironically, if it's the Rabbana is even more Kal. But the Rabbana is more akin to a Knas. So if it's a Knas, then maybe it should apply even if there's no Kedusha Shviz. We mentioned the Svara by Svichin once. There's Shlomo Zalman Svara in the... which we'll come back to later. So therefore, it's a little bit of an anomaly, but that seems to be certainly a possibility. L'alocha l'maisa. Now, I mentioned before that many, if not most, Rishonim are matir never. There's no such issue. However, there is a Ravid, and the Ravid is certainly a major sheet to contend with, who seems to be working with the opinion, as we saw in this parish of Tawas Kon, which you assume is really the Ravid. I have to check, I might have to be sure if that's true, that he holds that it's usher for the person who did his riyah. For that person, it's usher for everybody else's mutter. Right? As we saw, the footnote here quotes right over here on the 250, on the footnotes to the Ritva. Comes along Rav Moshe Sternbuch, Shalita, in the Sefer Shemitah Kehilchasa, which we have, I think, a number of copies of. I have, you have a few copies, exist. And he says, and you can look it up, it's in Perek Beis Sifkotin Tezayin, and says like this, that we find the Rabbi Kivegan Yerodea in Simon Tzadi Tess, who says, you know, we have a cloud, Eimavat and Issa Lachatchila. Everyone knows that rule. You probably also know the rule that if I was Mavat and Issa Lachatchila, it's a special knas for me. Just for me. If I was Mavat and Issa Lachatchila, I may not take advantage of that bit. Somebody else is allowed to eat the food. But there is a cloud. It's not only also low, but also low ulami shen is batel b'shvilo. It's also for me and for anyone else for whom I was mavatla. I want to invite companies. And what did I do? I added something else into the soup, so I should have more people, because people come for company. So I threw in a little bit of extra soup. But I wasn't kosher. All right, but most of it was kosher. So I was mavatla nisla l'chatchila for the guests. So the guests can't eat it either if they find out what happened. Because I stayed in post. Comes of Sternberg and says the same tzvar should apply over here. If someone is a Zoreya B'Yisr, not only is it also if you arrive for that Zoreya himself, but it's also for anybody else for whom he did this Riyah. Oh, what Rabbi Kivega? I never got to Rabbi Kivega. That's why I said the father didn't Shulchan Aruch, didn't Gemara. Lo, Nishan is Batel B'Shvila. Rabbi Kivega said that if you're a storekeeper, or if you're a wholesaler, and you have many, many customers, every single customer in the world that comes to you is included in the category of Lemishan is Batla B'Shvila. So Rav Sternberg says every customer buys your fruits is in the category of Lemishan Zorah B'Shvila. Therefore, if someone is a Zoreya B'Yisr, then nobody can buy it. Because you have to combine the Shchumas Arivit. That may be the swing vote. At the Arivit asks at least for those who did the Avodah, and he comes along Rav Sternberg and says it applies to everybody. If the Avarian with a farmer who was doing the work on the soil for all of his customers, for those who make ultimately buy from him. That's his chum. All right. I remember that I heard from the Rav Zichron Levracha that some had tried to extend this Rabbi Kivega to a different issue, Maisa Shabbos. By Maisa Shabbos, not the sugyas, the distinction between the person who cooks himself on Shabbos and somebody else. So the question is, what about somebody for whom he cooked it? So the whole pilpul, do you extend it to someone else who cooked it? Do you extend it to all the customers whom he may have cooked it? So some possum say, in fact, yes. So the Rav thought, I think, quoted from his father. That's not that way. I would say, Kavah Chomer over here, the whole rabbit is mechudosh ma'ot. To assume that it extends to others for whom you did the tilling of the soil is quite a great extension. I don't think that other possum would agree. Especially that the person who did the tilling of the soil has a heter mechira. What do you mean from this guy? He has a heter. So Sternberg addresses this in a few places. The whole book is coming against the heter mechira. So he writes over there in that same horror, and someone else, Chacham Echad, said, well, we can't apply the Easter of Zoreya in Israel, since the person who did it is relying on some kind of a heter. There's no heter, the heter, there's no heter, there's no heter. Forget about the heter, there is no heter. Even if there was a heter, no more of the heter. The old kuntras, why it doesn't apply nowadays anymore, they had to forget about it. And then that's not even a consideration. Forget about it. Yeah, so, nope. He said to forget about it. I didn't forget. So, the question is as follows, a different question. Assuming that there is a head, or there may be a head, he writes, shouldn't even think of this. Not only is Rav Sternberg right, there's no head. He holds no head. He says that no one holds the head. The head doesn't exist. Because if it exists, someone else can rely on it. He's trying to say it doesn't even exist. Because things changed. And then the Rabbanut, Tav Shalam Mates, that's what he's writing. It's a Dava Machpir, it's terrible, like an Esaiah thing. And he quotes the Ridvaz. The Ridvaz writes in the first three Shemitahs, when they relied on the Heter Mechir, there were calamities. That's each and every Shemitah. First, the rains came and destroyed the crop, fires came, and then the Goyim came, and every time. So Rav Sternberg writes, he thinks that the Yom Kippur War, I don't like it. We don't like it. You know, they sold it, so. But after all, even if you sell the land, most poskim say you're not allowed to do avodah. You're supposed to have a guy do it. Rav Kook said they'll do it through a guy. The Rabbanut to this day says you do it through a guy. Straight from Rav Kook's time until I saw a letter from Chazon Ish quoted in the Shemitah 1938. That the Rabbanut have to do it through a guy, even though they themselves knew in 1938 to allow an Arab to come to your land was suicide. So Noah, they gave an order which is impossible to fulfill. So they asked the chief rabbi, and they answered, well, Mar Shalasa, something like that. Said, what can we do? We gave orders, you know, you can't do it, so what can we do? So that means they're closing their eyes to the situation. Oh. So the Chorv can then argue that maybe never should really be usher. Because there really is no hetter to do it to do Zriya. Because even if you'll say activate the Kesef Mishnah with the idea Yesh Kinyan Akam Lafkia calls man and the Yad Akam is only in the payrit. Vazel argues, and Kafka Ferach, and then he quotes Rav Kukar. A few people who argue over the generation with his Yisod. Number one. Number two, we already pointed out with respect to Svichin, that there are other coolers which can be mentioned. The Sefer Truma, the Eshkin, even to plant the soil. We saw the Ferish of Juma Sessa, the Gro quotes that over here. So Rav Vazel argues, and Rav Kafka Ferach, and then he quotes Rav Kukar. A few people who argue over the generation with his Yisod. Number one. Number two, we already pointed out with respect to Svichin, that there are other coolers which can be mentioned. The Sefer Truma, the Eshkin, even to plant the soil. We saw the Ferish of Juma Sessa, the Gro quotes that over here. That explains the Moran Sanhedrin of Chavah. And of course, it's the Balamor, there's no Shemitah. So even though these are, we might call Shitos Yochid, but Rav Shlomo Zalman himself was willing to consider these Shitos Yochid for the Gabi Yisus Svichin, which is Derabonin, and she's with Ez Derabonin, double Derabonin. So perhaps we can say the same thing over here too. That if Nevad is an Issa Derabonin, a Knas, on those who violated an Isser, so we can pull out the coolers of Shemitah. There's Derabonin, and therefore the Sefer Truman, the Balamor, would be enough. And the double Derabonin to be Mekel after the fact. Perhaps the same story we mentioned by Svichin might apply over here as well. Perhaps. Once again, the Mishnah Yosef says, forget everything else. Yimisayeya l'idei ovrei aveira. Finished. Yimisayeya l'idei ovrei aveira. Question is, does that really apply? Here, ironically, Rav Sternbach himself, in the same Perek Beis, in Sivkot Yud Beis, sounds like it's your kula. But if you're going to go as far as Messiah, the Ovri Aveira Rabosai, you live in Eretz Yisrael, you can't eat peaches, plums, and a number of other fruits he comes up with. Why? Because Bava Nosenu Arabim, these peaches and these plums are produced, or were produced originally, with Kalayim. I don't know how he knows this, but I guess the farmers, you know, they want to make their product better. So they're Marek Evilonos, they add a little bit this for that. Even the citrus they had some kush. Some product which I don't know exactly what it is. There's all these the fruits. We never heard the biggest machmir in the world. We never heard they should ask the oranges and peaches and plums. Why not? Because he thinks that after the thing is after aver is done already, it's after the fact they did it already. Aver, maybe it's no longer an Issur Misayeya. I'll do it again next year in 7 years. We don't find out as a formal prohibition. That's what he writes, of all places to find the kula. Because he didn't matter, he asked these things anyway, for other reasons. But the Gavad Yisra Messiah, which the Mishnah Yosef relies upon primarily, he thinks that Shvias Kilchasa, that it's really not such a, not Mukhrach at all. Okay, any questions? We're now ready to begin the Siyata Dishmaya, the next topic. Topic of Schorah. I just should say about every one of these topics, there's more to say, but we have a certain schedule we have to try to maintain, so we're trying to go a little more quickly. What is Schorah? The Rash quotes over here in Perek Zion, Mishnah Gimel. That's our Mishnah, right? Remember, we're holding Perek Zion now. The first line of this whole long page is Perek Zion, Mishnah, Aleph, Gimel, and Vav. The Gimel is one of the Mishnahs that we're holding by. In Mishnah Gimel, the Rash quotes over here. Gemara Masechta Sukkah. Where the Gemara Masechta Sukkah says that there exists an Isser of La'ochla V'lo L'schorah. Rashi's quote. Rashi says La'ochla V'lo L'schorah. Where's that Gemara? Not in Sukkah. The Rashi. What's the Rashi in Sukkah? But it's an offer of the Gemara. I think it's a Gemara. Not in Sukkah. Gemara's in two places. Avod Azara, Samach Beitz. It's also in Bukhara, Savyud Beitz. What's the case over there? Porea chovo v'peiros shvius. That's so complicated. Sugi there in Avodah Zarah. Ooh. That was a little complicated. I have a debt. And I have to work with, etc. So chos ha'poel, huh? And I'm going to pay him off with my peiros shvius. So there's a violation of la'ochla v'lo l'schor. Pashas is a din d'oraisa. Remember we discussed the very first day, the first day of Maram HaKayim, was Mamash, day one. We had a Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Hashmot HaGimel there, where he says there's a special Isser, a special mitzvah, I should say, in the mitzvahs I say, of La'ochla, and La'ochla V'lo L'schora. The Ramban, and the Lashon of the Gemara Avodah Zarah is V'atorah Amra, La'ochla V'lo L'schora. Sounds like the Din D'Oraisa, over Ba'asei. It's not allowed, over Ba'asei. And Rashi and Tosin Kiddushin of Chof say, it's an Isser Asay. It's Kama Kosh Avak Shel Shvius, the very famous Gemara. Rashi quotes the Chumash, I think. It's a famous Gemara. You start with Shvius and end up here and the Bahar, a whole progression. You end up selling yourself to a church. It all starts with Avak Shel Shvius. It's Avak Shel Shvius. It means this Schoros Repair Shvius. Incidentally, the Lashon of the Ramban. Over Ba'aseh, Lani is that is a right against the Megillas Esther. The Megillas Esther is a Kiyom Esther. Then you have to use the word Mevatel Aseh. The word over Ba'aseh usually means it has reference to an Isser Esther, which is what we thought already in the opening Shia. Okay. So comes along the Sefer Torah Sa'aretz, written by Rav Clears, Zechat Tzadok L'Vrach, was the Av Bezin of Varia, in the 1920s. We have the Sefer printed in the 1920s. The original edition we have. It's quoted in part by the Sefer Mishnas Yosef, who says it's clearly an Isa Din Doraisa, and he brings a Raya from a Rambam in Bechoras Perakei Alachates, where there's no Docha the Mitzvah Bechor Doraisa. It's absolutely thick to the Perak Shvius, and it's a Bechor. So then there's no din of Bechor. How can the Rabbana knock out a din of Bechor? What do you mean knocks it out? Because it would be considered to be Schora. To pay off my debt to a Kohen. So that's how the Raya is brought. Oh. The problem is the Maratz Chayis Fakert. The Maratz Chayis, I asked you to see in Rosh Hashanah Chav Beis, is quoted here by the Torah Sa'oras and the Mishnah Yosef. It's bringing it right from the Lashon of the Oruch. It's the Oruch, it says only the Rabbonon. Only the Rabbonon. It brings a pretty strong right from the Lashon of the Oruch. I thought it was a pretty strong right. That can't be. It can't be. You see, I have Raya's Beruris, Machrius. There's the Din Darais, the Torah Amra. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, which usually, that's someone's in the Beferish Bakar, that's not an Asmach. It usually means it's a real Din. And an Akhtar Din in Bechora. You see, that's a Chadarais, a Din. It must be a Din Darais. I was thinking in a possible way to defend the Oruch, assuming the Oruch really said it, that if I have a store and I'm selling you apples, that I'm not over Nisa D'Oraisa of Schora, whereas the Araya from the Gemara Avodah Zarah and the Gemara Bechoras with the Rambam, that there exists in fact Nisa D'Oraisa, perhaps we make the following suggestion, which is is a little bit radical, but maybe Lechomer HaNos, the answer to Shitas Aruch. At the only time we find the Farish, these riots, that is the Issa Daraisa, is about Porea Chovi, the Parish Vis. There, from my perspective, the main reason for the Parish Vis to pay off a debt. That's what I'm doing. I'm paying off a debt with Parish and Shvis. I have a work, I have to pay him money. So I give him Parish Shvis. I give something from Parish Shvis. However, if I am a plain storekeeper and I'm selling you apples, my intention ultimately is that you should eat the apples. Of course, I'm making a living on it. But it's not scoring the same, it's not a business deal from my perspective that, you know, I owe you money, I have pre-existing debt to you from before because you painted my car. I owe you $100, so now I'm going to give you $100 worth of apples to pay off that business debt. Well, that's mamash, you're doing schera in that sense. That's the rice. But stop, I'm giving you apples. You're going to give me money. I of course need to get apples. I'm giving you apples. I have expenses for the apples. That may be, although it's certainly prohibitive, maybe the Aruch holds that that's also only with the Rabbanim. So I'm just giving it to you as a consumer, not to give it to you as someone who has as a creditor. If I give my creditor Parish Shvius, it's Daraisa. If I give a consumer Parish Shvius, even though it means I'm charging money for it, maybe the Aruch holds it's only the Rabbanim. Perhaps. Well, the Chazon Ish holds exactly the reverse. Punkt verkehrt. So, but maybe it's for the Chal, the Kan, or the Kan. What's the Lashon of the Aruch, which is the Shtark Araya? It says, because he uses the Lashon, he says, Avak Shvius, like Avak Ribis. Now we know that Avak Ribis is the Rabbanon. Since the Aruch equated Avak Shvius with Avak Ribis, this leads the Maratz Chayas to the conclusion. So it's like Avak Ribis is the Rabbanon, so to Sorab, the Perish Shvius is called Avak Shvius, like Avak Ribis, it's also only the Rabbanon. So the Torah says it can't be a riot. It's impossible. Because Rashi himself uses the same Lashon of Avak Shvius. And yet Rashi was Beferish and Kiddushin. It's also B'daraisa. So why is it called Avak? It's called Avak because it's less chomer than actually planting the land. I put Sotcholo Sizra. As an Issa Lav Daraisa with Malkus. That's the real essence of Shvius. But Schorah B'Perish Shvius, although it's Asim in HaTorah, but it's only it's Isser Essay, Lachem L'Ochlov L'Schorah, so it's more Kal, it's only an Isser Essay. That's why it's called Avak. Only problem is that the Aruch says over there that it seems to be more Kal. This issue of Schor B'Perish Shvius is more Kal than Otzer Perish Shvius until the 8th year. He says if you're Otzer the Perish Shvius until the 8th year, that's the real issue of Shvius. And if you do Schor, then it's Avak Shvius. That's the problem. Because Otzer Perish Shvius, you hold on till the 8th year, is also not a Lav Doraisa. Whatever it is, not a Lav Doraisa. And if this is more Kal than that, so that's at most an essay d'oraisa. This has to be knocked down toward the Rabbanan. So for Vaitim Aratzchayas is correct. I thought he was right. The only way out I could think of, the only way out, is if we're willing to assume, and it's a long shot, that the Aruch holds like this Rashi. There's a Rashi over here. Rashi says, the Rashi quotes it on Perek Zion, Mishnah Gimel, in the narrow lines, the Rash quotes, take a look over here, it's in the middle of the narrow lines on page Lamed Beis in our print. He quotes a Perek Lulav HaGozel Pirish, means Rashi learns. Ein Mosim Demei Perek Shvias Amoretz HaTorah Amar LeOchlov HaSchorah Sheko Perek Shvias Chayovan Lizbayar B'Shvias Hein Ledmein V'lo Shiyas Ben Schoros Aliyach HaShvias. Whee! That the whole history of Schorah is something from Rashi. It's after the Shas Abir. So they hit him so hard, this poor Rashi, they give him over the head. How can it be? It's not true. Of course, the Isser of Schor, dependent from the Isser of Beer. Beer is one Isser, and Schor is a separate, which applies even before the Shas Abir. What are you talking about? So if the Aruch would hold, like Rashi, that the Isa Schor, the rice is only Achar Abir, then the Isa Schor before Abir would be a Rabbanan. That would be Afka Shol Shvius. That would be a way out, partial way out of, for the Aruch. But other than that, it sounds like the Maratz Chayas is right. We have to maybe give my teretz to the Kasha of the Torah Soros. Perhaps. Okay. Any questions? Good. Now let's see Mishnah Gimel inside. The second part of the Mishnah. We have to read very carefully inside. It says, the last two lines on page 62 in the standard Gemara. V'lo yeh lokeach yiroko sodeh u'mocher b'shuk. Abel hu locate hu beno mocher al yodo lokach liatma v'hosir muta l'mochra. That's the last two lines in the Mishnah. So there are two verbs here which are found which resemble one another. There's only a one letter difference, letters which are near each other in the alphabet, in the aleph base. What are those two verbs? What are they? Lokeach and locate. Is there a difference? So the Rosh says no. The Rosh for Loyia Lokeach, Yerokla Sada Mocha Bashuk, Hainu Lokeach, Hainu Locate. Kedetanya Seifa, Vu Locate. Same thing. It's such a same thing as it's even a told Sofer that the Marie Landa, so it says it over here, Lokeach, it's say Locate. It's the same thing. They confused the two. This is what the Rosh seems to say. It's all the same, whether you yourself buy it from someone else, or whether you pick it from your own field. Either way, it's the same halachic status. This is how it's found in the Rosh. Question becomes, so why is this, what's a funny expression? A funny expression. Why does it use one lokeach, one locate? Why? You could understand that even if a person is locate from his own field, he's also a lokeach. Why is that? His field. What's the answer? No two words is the answer. Ah, what? We said at the very beginning, Shvius is what? Right, Afkata the Malka, the Torah itself makes it Hefker. So if I want to pick up apples from my own apple tree, it's my apple tree, the tree belongs to me. And if you want to cut that tree down, I can stop you. And if you cut down my tree, you're going to have to pay me money. You're a mazik. Aval pikein, the apples that grow from the tree are not mine. They don't belong to me. And therefore, if I'm a locate, I go pick the apples off the tree. What I'm in effect doing is, I'm a lokeach. I'm not buying it. I'm being zochet, mina hefker. Even though it's my own tree. It's my own tree. I'm still zochet, mina hefker. I'll say, what do you mean? What am I picking out? What am I picking up? How much am I picking up? The whole thing? No. The halacha states, we see over here, that lokach liatma v'hosir muta l'mochra. What does that mean? How much may you take off for yourself in the first place? How much? How much may you take off the tree? La halacha. What's it in? No, who knows? How much? So some say Muslim Gimel Sudas. That's what some Mepharshim say. Let's say for argument's sake, Muslim Gimel Sudas. We find that expression elsewhere. Mar Sukkah, by Dmei Shvius, Muslim Gimel Sudas. Okay, fine. Nania. So wait a second. With that Muslim Gimel Sudas, I also have to be Zalchin. Hey, what's going on over here? It grew in my tree, in my field. I'm entitled to Muslim Gimel Sudas. I still have to be Zalchim and Efker. The answer is yes. Yes. Why am I not Kona B'chotzer? Because I'm not going to bechotzer. And the Torah, the Oretz, proves it from an Afani Rishalmi, where it says, you're only kone gishenosin letoch kelov. I'm the balabas. When I put it into my kli, into my basket, then I'm zoch. Even though it's my field and my tree, and I'm entitled to the three sudas, doesn't matter. So lokeach and locate are very similar in reality, because even if I'm locate, I'm a lakeh, it's my own field, I also have to acquire it, find, you know, financially, in a moment, it has to be lokeach in effect from a minute I have. Oh. What about the base yard to cheetah, though? The Beis Yosef supposedly holds that that's a mafkir, it's not hefker. So this leads us into an interesting discussion. And this is a quotation of the Beis Yosef, which I know we sort of glossed over it last time. I want to go back to it and then just you know, end the shiur with this final analysis for the point, for this discussion of the Beis Yosef Shita. What exactly is a Shita? We assumed until now that a Shita was, if you're not mafkir, it's not hefker. Let me give you a verbatim quotation of the Beis Yosef. Talking about someone who's go there as karma. Quote, she chayeves, it's obligated me to truma to maestris. Afal gav de rachmona afgere, kevan de iu lo afgere. Wait a minute. We said until now that the Torah was not mafgir the field, the payers, only your mafgir. Upon more careful analysis, afal gav de rachmona afgere, kevan de iu lo afgere. So wait a second. So what do you mean yilo afgere? Who cares yilo afgere? Rachmona afgere. How do you say it? How do you see the contradiction from one phrase to the next? What did Rav Yosef Karo have in mind? The Rav Kook says in Shabbos Haaretz as follows. It means mistama tefkin. The average Jew with the Shema Mitzvahs, Hashviyas, Hashmitana, Natashta, mistama tefkin. But if somebody puts a lock on the fence, doesn't let anybody in, and he shows he's not mafkirit, then it's yotzim in hefker, and it's chayim and truma semaisim. Atkan Rav Kook. Correct Rav Clearis, who was writing the life of Rav Kook, called Shabbos Oret Shlitli, right there, the author of Shabbos Oret. How can it be? I just proved before that your siyada is not kolam and hefker for you. So if it's Rachmona Afkare, you can't turn around and say, well, he's not mafkare. So what? How you call it? If it's hefker, it should remain hefker. You tell me it's in your chatzim, we just proved before your chatzim doesn't work. So what's Rav Kook talking about? Comes along, the Torah tells us a new theory. La'olam it's hefker. Al pi'ikar adin it's hefker. Because even the Rabbi Yosef Karo agrees against the conventional wisdom. Rabbi Yosef Karo agrees. Erachmona afker, it's afkada de malka. And therefore, you have a field of perish shvius. And you lock the door. If I'm strong enough to break the lock, or someone who's clever enough to pick the lock, I'm allowed to pick it, go in, take the fruit, and go out. It's not a goslin, it's my fruit. Afal pikein, if you put a lock on it, and people can't get in, even though if you ask the Rav, what's the halacha? Hefker. But the kind of hefker that's inaccessible, therefore it's time in Trumas and Maestras. Trumas and Maestras, in order to be potter from Trum, has to be, everyone should be able to get it. Every honor should be able to walk in and take it. Here de facto, you can't get in. And therefore it's chayv and trumas and maestras, even though it really is hefker. That's shot in the words of the Beis Yosef. It fits in very nicely. Afal gav de rachmona afgerei, kevan de iu lo afgerei. That's the pshat. It really is hefker. But since b'metzias you can't get in, because you're locking the door, so the result of that is I can't get in, it's chayev in trumas u'maisrus. And I want to tell you a secret, which I also didn't realize. Even this limited chiddush of the Beis Yosef, the way we're explaining it now, is only an efshar. Because in the very next line he writes as follows, v'afilu im timtzaloma de p'tura, he says it's potter from trumas u'maisrus, yesh loma shani hosel de rachmona apgre, masha enken b'shel goy. A whole new story. That the only time that the Beis Yosef patters, as some suggest, is in Perush al Nachrim. Mechayev in Trumas and Maestras is by Perush al Nachrim. Because by Perush al Nachrim, there we say there's no obligation on this person to be mafkarit. So therefore we can argue that the Torah was not mafkarit. If the balabos not chayav to be mafkarit, but according to this tzaddik Beis Yosef, if it belongs to a Jew, then the Torah is mafkarit, and maybe it could even be potter mitzvah from maestris. The whole story, according to Beis Yosef, becomes much more limited. We keep limiting it more and more as you look more carefully. It's very. Keeps getting less and less. So I don't know. It's just a question of how we are with the general. According to the various shittos in the Rishonim over here, the Rambam and Tosfos and the Rash and the Gra. So Mishnah will start tomorrow with this discussion, and we'll continue with the laws of Sechor.